I could have your attention, we'll call a meeting to order. Our practice is to open with prayer and then we have the Pledge of Allegiance. If you would join me in prayer, we'll stand and have the pledge. Would you pray with me, please? Father, we bow before you, humble ourselves before you, God, and once again recognize that we need your help in our local government and ask for it this morning. Guide us as commissioners as we listen and think that we'd head the direction you want us to, Father. We pray your blessing upon Taney County, upon our nation, and lift up all our leaders, lift up all those that serve us, our military. We stop before you, God, and thank you for those that serve us, and we pray your protection and your help for them today. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Next on our agenda is meeting minutes.
I'm going to move that we table these minutes, 5:17, 5:19, and 5:21, until Wednesday. I think, Nikki, you're going to post some other minutes anyway Wednesday. So if you would, my motion, if it passes, would add those to it.
I'd second that motion. Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we're ready for accounts payable.
Go ahead, sir.
I have two that are to our office that I've voted reimbursements that I've been in favor for. I'd like to pull out. I don't have the check numbers in front of me.
I know which ones you're talking.
But cell phone reimbursement, if we could pull those out and vote on them separate, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
That's fine. So I'll move to, I'm going to have to say the names. I move that we approve accounts payable and transfers, excluding Nikki and Jillian's cell phone reimbursements.
You weren't supposed to say names, but that's all right.
Otherwise, there's no reference to it.
So. All right. Thank you. I'll second that motion. Yeah. Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Motion to pay those two withheld invoices for cell phone reimbursement for the office.
Okay. Second.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Next, we're ready for public comment. Do we have anyone signed up? Okay. Let me remind folks, if you're going to speak, please don't speak from the audience. We need you to come up to the podium and speak into the mic. Yes, sir?
Well, I was just going to say, if it's about an issue.
I've mentioned that once already, but I'll mention it again. Thank you. Where was I? Please, whenever you're speaking throughout our meeting, if you want to say something, please come to the podium. We have folks listening on the Internet. And besides, we have a recording, and we just want to get everybody's thoughts. To Bob's point, if you're wanting to speak about the senior tax or the state audit, that opportunity will come up. You don't have to be signed up. I think that's it.
I believe everybody that has signed up is in reference to
those two items. Okay. Anybody that's wanting to speak on another issue? Yes, ma'am. Welcome, everybody. I don't think I said that this morning. Glad to have you guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name's Jennifer Smokey, and I'm here on the T-Highway project, which may be a little premature, but I've been called for jury duty, or for the next 4 months. I'm kind of on call or whatever. I don't know how it all works and everything, but I'm just afraid I'm going to miss a crucial meeting on it. And I just wanted to reiterate a little bit. I think most of you are aware of the problems that I'm having. And at this point, I'd just like to ask that possibly that project could just be postponed or something to kind of save the money until the issue gets straightened out as far as the ultimate responsibility on the bills, how it's presented to the landowner versus the tenants. And I'll go into more detail if you want, but I'm just here as kind of a refresher. I don't want you to forget about it. If I can't be here, I still feel very strongly on this. So.
Are you getting our... have you asked to get our agendas, or not necessarily our agendas, but the sewer boards, but ours also?
I would like that. I think they've told Nikki to let me know if there was anything on the T-Highway project, but it's more important now than ever because I may not be able to be here, so I want to make sure to not miss out on any crucial things.
So
would you like to be on the list?
Sure. Yes, please.
Okay. I can do that.
And my address is there.
I believe I have it.
Okay, it's on the sign-up, too.
Okay, so.
Mr. Chair, can I address Mrs. Smoke? Yeah, I have, as recently as this last week, visited on the T-Highway project because I know your concern. We'll try my best that there not be anything done until you are notified and contacted. If you're in jury duty, it's going to be a little bit tough to make that connection. Nikki will have your phone number. Our understanding is the engineering work on the project itself has been completed. And the other questions that lay down, I'm just going to use the word downstream, because the existing sewer project, there's some questions in that. So try to keep you as informed. You've been to every meeting so that something doesn't get, as you say, slip through the loophole or whatever. So I'm just telling you that I'm keeping my eye on it for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that because I have a vested interest.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Anyone else on a different subject? All right. Next, then, is the senior tax. And let's start it by asking if there's a motion. Does either commissioner have a motion direction they'd like to take before we open it up for public comment?
I mean, I can. Let me just do some of the research to tell you the audience and other commissioners. I actually asked the office to review the audio tapes for every meeting that we've had public so that I understood what I committed to and what I didn't commit to. I clearly committed to putting it on the ballot. The date seems to be, I had asked Ms. Dooley a couple of times, is it November? She was very quick to say no, August. And from those conversations forward, I referred to the August. So my position is, being the man of my word, I said I'd put it on in August, so I will be doing that. I know that there's some opposition possibly who are going to speak out, and I want to hear that before a motion, before I place a motion. But I reviewed the audio, I had Nikki review the audio to make sure that if I had committed to it to the August, what I referred to is the May, I guess, 25th or 26th deadline over and over again, which would mean that I committed to the August. So I never said I would put it on the August ballot, but I did refer to all the subsequent dates of checkpoints. So I will be, I'm leaning in that direction.
Jim, the reason that we did the May 25th discussion, and I listened to the audio also, was because we have those certain dates and those key points of timing that have to be where a ballot initiative has to be on by a certain date. And that was the question that kept coming up, was if it was going to be in the August date, it had to be May 25th. If it's going to be in the November date, it is
September,
somewhere along in there. But those questions, I went back and listened to our commitment. My strong words were, a promise is a promise to put this on the ballot. I had a rather lengthy conversation about ballot initiatives, and I listened to the whole thing to make sure. There is, and probably where Some people are going to disagree with me on this, but I am sincere about trying to put it on the November ballot. That is my conclusion from all the information that has been brought to me and looked at. So there is probably going to be a motion of one way or the other and a discussion and everything, but I just wanted to make sure that the people understood when we talked about May 25th, that was the earliest date that we had to get it on there if it was going on the August ballot, and if that really didn't have any reference to the November ballot, what date that was. And I think there's only one place in there where it was mentioned whether it had to go in September or, I think, something like that. So,
Mr. Chairman, I have one more thing also. I think last week it was brought to our attention about the ballot the petition language. So I had that reviewed also, and from everything that I've checked at both the local level and at the state level, the language was adequate. So just that was one other thing that was brought up, so did that research also.
Nikki, when you listened to Jim's point, did we vote? My memory is we voted on that. Is that?
No.
We didn't have a vote to, mm-hmm. If you would do this, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's lots of discussion, but there was never a motion made.
Okay. But the 750 votes, or 750 petition was, I don't know whether it was a vote, but it was an insinuation if they come up with that number that it
there
would
a,
be.
Correct.
And that's
there was a beginning part of the vote,
mm-hmm.
And then you guys retracted.
No, retracted.
And then we just gave you direction to get the 750 signatures.
Right.
Well, I haven't listened, but my memory was that we made a commitment, whether it's by vote or otherwise, to put it on the August. So, okay. We've got a few folks signed up, or raise your hand, and if you'd like to speak to us on the senior tax, this is the opportunity. Come on up.
My name is Darlene Kagan. I'm a Taney County resident and also a registered Taney County voter. At the initial meeting that we had that you were present, Chuck, you were the one that had mentioned about the May 25th deadline in order to get it on the August ballot. The reason that we were discussing the August ballot was if we get it on the August ballot, and it's voted in, we will have the funds available by next year. If it goes on the November ballot, the funds and voted in, the funds will not be available for almost 2 years. And that was the urgency for the August 3rd ballot. Also, we had on the ballot that the county clerk helped draft that it is the August 3rd. And so I query if we do not go ahead with the August 3rd, are all of those petitions and signatures thereon invalid?
Okay. The initial meeting you just mentioned?
In Branson.
Okay, and I think we were all there.
We were all,
yeah,
we
oh, were
all
there. I'm sorry.
Yes. And I believe, I don't remember saying that right off, but I think, Dorothy, is that right? I think Dorothy explained that to us about
yes.
how what you just described played
yes.
out at that time. Okay, very good.
Thank you.
I have a question for her on that, and it's not exactly directed to you, but it's directed to tax initiative. When we voted on our November tax on an issue, the dollars that started coming in came in March or April of that next year, not 2 years later. I'll have to have somebody explain that to me, because that's,
I think Dorothy can.
That's totally off the wall from other tax initiatives. I know our jail tax and things like that, and Donna Neely and whoever is present to visit about that, that doesn't, excuse me, I'm just a little bit confused on that particular statement. 2 years
should
later.
We allowed Dorothy to explain that.
Sure.
Then she has the actual facts. I don't.
Right.
I can give you. It's a levy. If you vote on it, if it, the citizens vote on it and it passes in August, it'll hit the September 1st deadline. You'll have to fill out the levy forms, or I generally give it to you to fill out, and then you vote on it, and then that levy will actually hit this year's taxes. So we'll start collecting in December for that tax. The other thing I would just want to remind you, if you're going to vote on this today, you'll either need a resolution or an order with the ballot language. I'll have to have a signature of the presiding on that. And any statement you want in the newspaper describing what the tax is for, you'll also have to have that language today or deadline tomorrow.
And that goes to your office, correct,
yes,
Donna?
You addressed one thing, Donna, but you didn't address if it went on the November ballot.
If it's a levy, it won't hit until next year.
It's not a, if it's a levy, it won't hit till next year, but it's not a two-year process.
It'll hit in 2011 taxes. We'll start collecting it November and December.
Right.
And so they'll start receiving it as soon as the collector starts mailing out that those checks.
Yeah.
In 2012.
Dorothy, you want to come
up? In the end of 2011, she'll start sending out that money.
Madam Collector, you want to get the next word in?
She's gonna say the same thing, but she's a collector.
She gets to collect those taxes.
Yeah. If it's voted on in August, then in September, the levies have to be set by a certain date in September, and I'll be charged with a new entity to collect, and will there be programming changes made if it's voted on in August, so that when we send out the tax bills in November, I will be charged with that entity to collect and distributing the money to that entity October, November, December, and so forth. If it's voted on in November of this year, then I will not be charged. The political subdivision will not be set up. I will not be charged until the following year. And then October of 2011 would be my first collection for that entity.
Okay. Dorothy, you got some comments, I bet.
Yes. Have you ever seen what I didn't
say? You're welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Commissioners. I'm Dorothy Knowles, and I'm the CEO of the Southwest Missouri Office on Aging. I've worked with 9 other counties in passing this. It does concern me to think about waiting till November. We started the momentum too soon if we're going for a November ballot. You've seen elections, sir. I'm sure every one of you have. You don't start talking about something that far in advance. You wear out your audience. And we, from the first time I met with all 3 of you and about 50 seniors over at Branson, we spoke of August. I know at that meeting there wasn't a vote, but that's the term that we have used all the way through. We have never, in the other 9 counties that I've worked with, had the commissioners say we had to gather signatures to validate what we were doing. But when we did, when we were told by this commission that we had to gather signatures for validation, then the date that was set for us alluded to an August election. And that's what we would really sincerely like to keep. One, we've started the momentum too soon. Two, the funding would not be available. And as Darlene said, 2 years, not at the end of this year, but at the end of the following year, because of the way the books are closed. So we certainly hope that you will consider the August ballot.
Okay.
I do have the every bit of the language in the state statute here. The one thing that is critical is on the line where it says a nickel on the $100 assessed valuation, you put no decimal point and no zeros, or you've messed it up. And that's according to the state auditor.
Okay. There was a question about that. That's
would
good.
Would you like to have this?
Sure. Why not? Next, Jim.
Thank you.
Bob?
Was it a nickel for 100 or was it a half cent for 100?
I'm confused.
And it's calculated.
Yes, you better get to her. Hang on there a minute,
yes.
Jim.
Can I just a moment?
Yes, ma'am.
I just about messed up.
Uh-oh. It's, you don't want me to mess up.
It's calculated at 0.0005. when you're actually doing the calculation for it on your by your collectors. But it has to say a nickel on the $100 assessed valuation, or it's wrong when it comes out to collect for collection purposes.
Dorothy, I have a question.
5 cents, not a nickel.
Yeah. 5 cents, yes. Yes, sir.
There was a question, I think Bob had made some guesses on if you had a $100,000 home. Was that your example, Bob?
Yeah, it was $9 and
something. Yes, that's correct.
So, refresh us there. The 5 cents would
yes.
reflect a $9.
And 50 cents. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Because your assessment on your assessment on real property is 19%, isn't that correct?
Yes.
And if it's on vehicles, it's 33.
I believe that's correct. Mm-hmm. And 32% on commercial and 12 on agriculture.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dorothy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Commissioners, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to address you this morning. I will say that I was at the first meeting. I went away with an August 3rd, 750 signatures on a petition. And I think that was informal. All three of you gentlemen there have said that at that time. And I quote from a newspaper article, one of you said, I'm committed, my position hasn't changed. Another said, ditto. And one said, when we make a promise to the people, we keep it. With that, my understanding is that you did give your word, that if 750 verified voters signed a petition, you would place it on the August 3rd, 2010 ballot. The wording on this petition was written with the county clerk's input, and I presume it was her approval. 1,020 verified signatures were presented to you on the petition. This is one-third, 33 1/3% more than was required. I believe this to be a very good indication that a good representation of the voters of Taney County have expressed their will. If the others wish to express their feelings on this, why can't they do it on the August 3rd ballot, as has been projected out? If it is of importance to them, I feel that, and I will vote on it when it is presented, whether it's in August or October, November, December, whenever. The county clerk also stated that she would like to see it on the November ballot when there are more voters. I always thought that we can vote on all of the election dates. It doesn't have to be in August. It doesn't have to be in November. So why can't they be voted on, including in the August 3rd election? And I'm going to take a whack at the voters in Taney County. What about the last election when 91.1% of the voters did not vote in Taney County? That is sickening, folks. You ask anybody in other countries, and I've had contact with them, they laugh at it because they say, you got freedom, you can vote, you don't even use it. But every item on every election is important to the citizens. And at every election, it represents the will of the people when they vote for or against an issue, and yes, even if they do not vote. Perhaps consideration should be given to have elections placed on the ballot once a year in November to coincide with the federal elections. Now, I think this is preposterous. It might be a little facetious, but there would be a greater turnout representing the will of the people at one time. This is not a welfare tax. It is monies to be used to help those who help place us where we are today in this freedom-loving nation. It will be governed by a committee appointed by these gentlemen here, the commissioners, and it is stated in there exactly what is to be done and what can't be done and all that. Many of these people who paid taxes in the past to help others, and so why don't we do something for them now? Many of these people I know are from old Taney County and Missouri families. Some of them are second, third generations in there, fourth generations in there. So how can the senior vote be bought when no individual, to my knowledge, is running for anything or asking for anything other than to help some senior folks who are in need? I guess if someone is interested in seniors, but not the taxes, others of us, including the seniors, could say, well, we're for the students, but not the tax. This is a community issue. And aren't all of them a community issue? If you want to get rid of the ones who put it on the ballot, as someone has stated, then I don't think this is democracy. But you could start with the ones in the past and the ones in the future and say, we're going to get you out of there. Or maybe they'll be scared enough they won't even put it in. Now, I'm a senior, and I have voted in support of students in education and that, and what is it, benefited me. My four children are married. I have 10 grandchildren. They're all getting educated, but somebody over there is helping them, and I'm helping people here, the students, the kids, the future generation here. And I've done this and will continue to do so. According to Chapter 67, Political Subdivision, Miscellaneous Power, Section 67.990.2, the question of whether the tax authorization by this section shall be imposed shall be submitted in substantially the following form. Shall, it's the name of the county or the city, Taney levy a tax of, and in blank sense, as she spoke of, for each $100 assessed valuation for the purpose of providing services to persons 60 years of age or older. Over 50 counties in the state of Missouri have passed this issue, and others are considering to do so. It's been very successful. I have contact with people in other states, and they wish they had this same opportunity to help them. Now, I am 77 years old. I have voted in every presidential election. That's 14 since becoming eligible. I have voted in at least 90% of all elections, and I know so because my wife and I, when we move, we get our utilities set up, and within a week or so, we're down there signing to register to vote, and we vote. I have voted in, I believe, every election in Taney County since we arrived here 6 years ago. If you don't believe me, just ask the folks at the polling place, because they know we're coming, and they do. I just want to remind you, remember, what you do for the least of them, my brothers, you do for me. So let your conscience be your guide. Vote on August 3rd. I am, and I'm voting yes on this issue. Thank you. God bless America.
All right. Thank you. I didn't get the name. I'm sorry. Jim, what's your last name again?
P-E-D-E.
Thank you.
P-E-D-E, dog, just like P-E-D, police department for the ladies, pediatrician.
Gotcha. Josh, you want to go next? Give us your name for the record, please.
Josh Smith. I have kind of kept quiet about this issue until last week. Last week, as I stated, it was a complete circus. We didn't know what we were talking about. But a few things that I've come up with. We talked about 750 signatures. I did a state audit petition for the Taney County Ambulance District, and I had to collect over 2,000. I believe that's a better percentage of the population than what you required these folks to get for a tax on the ballot countywide. That's number one. Number two, have you gentlemen looked at the financials for the Branson and Forsyth Senior Centers?
No.
You ought to do that sometime. Look at the books, see how they're spending their money before you go on giving them more money. I know I get laughs. That's fine. There's no board set up yet. You got no budget set up yet. And yet you're talking about all this money and we're going to try to get it on the August ballot, rushing things along. Gentlemen, look at the federal government. They tried to rush the health care bill through, and you got a 2,000-page document that you don't even know what's in. That's what you're fixing to get into right here, is you don't know what you got, where you're going with it, but yet you're going to let some people out here tell you and try to talk you into something. I have not seen a plan. I've not seen a proposed budget. I've not seen what we're going to spend the money on here, where this money's going to go. I've not seen any of that. And number three, the cities can vote on this. I've not heard one person come up here and speak. I've heard somebody that's lived here 3 years, 6 years. I know people that have lived here for 30, 40, 50 years, born and raised here like I was, and they're in opposition to the tax. They don't want it because they know it's not going to help them. And I've done a little bit of, I'm not a math genius, but I've done a little bit of research. Just for example, say we have 15,000 seniors in the county. I know there's more than that, but just say we have 15,000 seniors. $450,000 you're going to collect off the tax. That's roughly $30 per senior per year. You take the $9.50 levy that you're going to tax them. That drops it down to $21. Per senior, figure that out math-wise per month, you're looking at $1.75, roughly, maybe a little bit more. Now tell me, you can get to Pro Tem, Cedar Creek, Bradleyville in a bus or a car to take somebody a meal, and the cost of the meal included, for $1.75 a month. I don't believe it can be done, gentlemen. And the majority of your people that live in the county are not going to benefit from this. It's not going to happen, whether you like it or not. And I know, I understand you three gentlemen made a promise, and you somewhat, I think, from talking to you, kind of regret making a promise, but that's beside the point. But I believe, and I know there's talk of putting it on the August ballot, but it needs to go on November. If we're going to vote on it, there's, like Donna said, I don't always support Donna Neely and everything she does, but I will say one thing. I'm going to support her on this. It needs to go on the November ballot because there's more people. There's been so much confusion. I've had question after question after question for the last 3 weeks about it, and nobody seems to give me straight answers. They ask, well, where's the money going to be spent? Who's going to be on the, who's going to, you know, all these questions, and they keep pushing it, cramming it down your throat. I mean, it's almost like I dealt with at the Ambulance District. One man coming up here telling three or four gentlemen how to run the show on a tax, I mean, the tail is wagging the dog. I mean, you gentlemen aren't confused. You still are confused. I mean, I have not seen a ballot language. Do you gentlemen have the ballot language decided on?
Part of my motion, I have the ballot language, yes.
Okay. Can I? Would you mind sharing what that is?
I mean, you guys are right.
Sure.
It says, shall Taney County levy a 5 cent per $100 assessed valuation for the purpose of providing services to the person 60 years of age and older?
And that's right out of the book. I mean, all you've done, Jim, is put in Taney County and correct. The amount, correct?
Correct.
That's in the statutes, and
that's what my ballot language was going to be.
Okay. That was one of my concerns, was the confusion, wording it too confusing, because from what I've understood, the petition that was passed around, people were confused as to the wording on it, and all I have to say is I think you gentlemen need to look at the budgets of the two senior centers we have in place, look at how they're spending the money, because from what I've looked at, there's some questionable things, and I haven't went too deep into it, but you're talking about cramming it down throat when we don't even have a plan set forth, and if you're going to vote on it in August, and you're going to put it on the August ballot, say it passes, then how long does that give you to get everything set up? It's rushing it. Let's put it on the November ballot and give a little bit of thought to things. We can kind of plan things out, and we can have both sides of it. If it passes, here's what we're going to do. We got a plan set. I mean, common sense says you have a plan before you start going too far. And from what I've seen, you don't have a plan. No budget, no board, no ideas for anything. So my advice is get a plan together and put it on November ballot before we go rushing things. Thank you, gentlemen.
Josh, before you leave.
Yes.
You made a comment that you'd had a number of questions. Of course, mm-hmm. You and I haven't talked, but that haven't been answered. Have you got those with you? Can we try?
No, not me personally. I'm talking seniors out here that I know, like my grandparents.
Okay, so you don't have any questions?
I don't personally have any questions. I understand the issue, okay. And I've done the math. Like I said, $1.75, it's not going to benefit any. It's not going to be worth it. You can't take, like I said, go to Pro Tem, Cedar Creek. I've been out there. I know how much it costs to get there.
Yep.
And I think you do too, Chuck.
Well, you have a point, and I think a good point, and that is that amount of money, and I think it's been discussed some, is only going to benefit a few of the people. It's not going to benefit everybody, and that's been a concern that's come before us that, well, it's not going to benefit me. As the gentleman ahead of you spoke, that amount of money, I mean, you said it very well, is only going to benefit so many people.
And my concern is, Chuck, where is it going to benefit those people?
To that point, the county commission will appoint a board. I don't see us appointing a board until people say they want to spend that money. I don't know how the other commissioners feel about it. But until we have a board, commission, whatever the right term is, that's appointed by the county commission, then that plan and that you're bringing up isn't going to be there until they come together. The other thing is, you mentioned that we're cramming it down folks' throat.
Hey, I'm not saying whether I'm for this tax or against this tax, but let me finish. There's a vote of the people, and it's going to have to take the majority of those people to vote this in before it happens. It's not like this county commission is cramming it down somebody's throat. All we're doing is facilitating it on the ballot. That's all that we have to do with it. The other thing that you brought up was signatures. I'm glad you brought that up too. We have, and I've mentioned this before, I don't know if it was last week when you were here, but we've had two sales taxes that this county commission has been asked to put before the people. The last one was the East-West Corridor last year. We had a group of folks that came and said they wanted to vote on this, and they had the opportunity to vote on it. Previous to that, we had the Parks IDA. Mm-hmm. It seemed like there's another.
Bridge, I think Bridge was in there, too.
Yeah, Historical I was going
to
say.
Historical Society. Mm-hmm. Came to us and said, we could use this money to do X, Y, Z. To your good point about a plan, there was not a plan, and we heard after the election that you were Delbert Dumb for not having a plan together, because it could do a lot of different things, and we didn't nail that down. And probably, thinking back, maybe we were too hasty in that one. But anyway, it went before the voters, and the voters put it down, both of those. Yep. My thought was, and the reason we came up with the 750 was, I felt good on the first tax that we had a broad representation of people that cared about our community asking us to put it on, and I supported it. This time, from experience, I felt like it was good, and we agreed that we asked for a petition to be sure that we didn't have just a handful of people putting it on the, asking us to put it on the ballot where everybody has to go vote on something that they don't want. I don't think we want that. I hope I addressed some of your comments there. I mean, there's been some reasons, I think, pretty good reasons that we asked for that petition.
To clarify, I never said that you gentlemen were cramming it down the citizens' throat. I'm saying that these people are coming up here.
But they're not either, Josh. They're just wanting it on the ballot. They're
I understand, like but they haven't issues. Presented you gentlemen with a plan with how the money's going to be spent in an orderly fashion. There's been no document. I've seen no documentation as to any ideas from anything. And also, to address your signatures issue, again, the petition that I collected, and you may get one again for county audit, I'll just mention, but it required, it was a county-wide issue that we had to collect signatures for. And I'd have to figure it up again, but they tell you 10% of the past governor's race, and it come out to 2,000 some signatures at that time. This is a county-wide matter, Chuck. Why not require the same amount of signatures? It's an even bigger issue. It's a tax issue on the ballot. Why not ask, you know, for the same amount of signatures? That way you get a better coverage. I mean, that's...
Come on up,
Don, if you want to join this conversation.
Well, I was just going to say that petition was certified to the state and had a requirement by state statute on the number of signatures required. This was a local issue. You don't even have to have a petition if you gentlemen do not want to have a petition. It was your decision that you wanted to hear from X number of citizens before you would agree to put it on the ballot. You did negotiate that. You looked at the minimum and you looked at the maximum, and you kind of went in between, and these folks did bring more than you requested. There is no statutory requirement for the number of signatures you would have to have for this local issue. Again, his went through the state. It had to be set up. I'm telling the commission, I'm sorry. It had to be set up by the state and follow those state statutes.
Okay. Josh, if we come to this spot again, I'll take what you've said about signatures to heart.
Just next time, consider.
I do think that the public, through the press, has known it's out there, and I mean, it hadn't been done
you know, behind closed doors or anything. It's been out there. But anyway, I understand your point.
No plan.
Well, man.
No plan, like you said. I think you're going to find out.
But let me speak to that just real quick. I was looking at the ballot, the 2000 ballot on the sales tax that goes to sewers. It also, there was a Prop A and a Prop B. The Prop B said that the money could be used for judicial facilities or something like that. The voters, in that case, that's all they had. I mean, they had a simple ballot like this is, very short. To my knowledge, I wasn't in the middle of it at that time, but we didn't have a plan there. The voters trusted that the sewer board would spend those monies to help keep our waters clean. So I understand your point on a plan, and you need plans. All with you there. But in voting a tax, I think it's not unusual. That one is one example that we don't have necessarily a plan for people to look at.
But you had, to fight your argument there, Chuck, you had the sewer board. You had something in place.
Right, but the people didn't have any plan before them. They didn't know how those dollars, even now. I mean, they're...
But it was a pre-existing deal. Now you're just going to create a board and a budget out of thin air when there's been no ideas or no proposed anything that you could look at.
We won't create a budget. No, sir. Committee, that board would create budget.
I understand that, but you kind of need to know where the money's going to be spent before you go out and talk about something being voted on.
Josh, I got a feeling that we've taken too long. Mr. Straubing?
I just wanted to address one thing before we go.
Oh, okay.
I was about ready. No money will be spent until the board has been approved.
I understand that.
Okay. So if we don't like the plan, or if we're not getting what I would say is a adequate plan that would serve the majority, I understand your point of it's going to be impossible to get meals to every senior in all parts of the county. But I think every senior, I'm hoping is not naive thinking that's the case. Excuse me. But the point I would say is we're going to have a board that's going to make those decisions, and if the plan is adequate, then we will then eventually approve the board and go forth. So we have a lot of time in there. I mean, the biggest thing right now is I would say that obviously on the against side would be saying there's no plan, obviously all the points. And I think the for side would be saying we better get a plan together because that's going to be used against us in the campaign. Now, obviously, three commissioners can't use county money to go for or against this issue. But once again, going back to the original point of why I even suggested 750 was there is no mechanism to put this on the ballot. There is no issue. I mean, so we looked at previous data. The East-West Quarter, we had about 450 signatures via petition. So we thought 450, at that point, I thought 450 was enough. Obviously, it fell short. So that's why we came up to a 750. Once again, we could say we just like it and we're going to put it on there. I mean, I applaud their effort to get 1,000 signatures. It was not easy to do 1,000 signatures. Looking at the language, it seemed pretty clear that what they're asking, at least written down. Personally, it's a bad time for a tax. I mean, the economy is kind of flat right now. But I was surprised they got this many signatures. So the point is, I'm not necessarily saying if I support it or don't support this tax. Similar to what Chuck's saying, my point is I believe there's a good enough cross-section of interest that as an elected official I have to represent those people saying it's important enough to put it on the ballot. I'm not saying I'm for or against it, but I think with 750 and actually 1,000 signatures, I think it's clear that there's enough interest to put it on the ballot. And I understand your concerns about the financial part. I would ask them to put one together because obviously there's going to be a side that's going to be rallying troops against it. The other thing I'm going to point out is the state Senate and the state legislators passed a ballot initiative that's going to be on the August ballot anyway about the health care ballot initiative. Federal health care, I think it's freedom of choice, something like that. So there's going to be a large turnout anyway for August. It's kind of happened out this way. So I think the turnout's going to be big enough that we're going to see a better than 9%, probably close to 20%, if not more. So I understand your position, but I mean, once again, I said if you get 750, I'm going to support it, putting it on the ballot.
Josh, appreciate good discussion. Seriously, yep. I appreciate your attitude, and we've talked about how many voters come out. We don't agree a lot of times.
No, we don't, Chuck.
But I appreciate your interest. I mean, because we need the interest of the public in what we're doing.
Manny?
I think the most important thing for both sides of this issue, now we've had two ballot initiatives come that failed. The phone calls that came in to our office was education. This was not an educational procedure in the other issues that were brought forward. Why did you commissioners put this on the ballot with 3 months to go without the proper educational procedures in place so that the citizens of this county could make a logical judgment on whether they wanted to vote on these issues? East-West corridor, for example, was a 400 vote. That's changing 200 people's minds, and there was only, I forget the percentage, but it was ridiculous, a small amount of people. So I like for everybody to be educated upon what the issue that they're voting on, because it affects everybody. Every property owner in this county, it affects them. And that's the main thought that I have behind having it in August. It gives you to build your case more, and I said August, I'm sorry, November.
That's right.
Because it gives you a chance to build your case, to have everyone in the general public know what they're voting on. We've had two issues that we've put on in these 3 month periods, and people call after the issue now, not before, but they call and say, well, I didn't know that this, or I didn't know that, and we've heard a little of that here this morning, but that is exactly what happens. I sit in the chair, and I know, because I'm the one that receives the phone calls. And so that is my concern, and that's the reason that I probably, and I would never say never again, because those issues, that just gets you in trouble to start off with when you say never. But it is my in my thought process, this should be put on in the November election where there's a large turnout and people have time to be educated on what they're voting on. If you're for it, it's to your advantage to educate people on the issue. But if you're against it, you also have time to bring up the points that are bad. So,
and I agree with Danny.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and go forward for a motion, sir.
Okay, I think we've got some other public.
Oh,
if
okay.
You want to make a motion, it's all right.
Oh, we got
it. All right. Who? Let's start over on Robert here.
My name's Robert Craig. My family got here in 1821. Beat that. But it don't mean a thing. Don't mean a thing. I'm living here today. Now, more than anything, I mean, I'm going to need some convincing to vote for this, okay? And I think you guys fall off the boat once in a while. And, I mean, by your own admission, you've had three elections, three initiatives here in the last couple of years, last 3 years. And believe it or not, I even supported one of them, but that's probably why it lost. And that's the corridor, and I'll tell anybody I'm still for it. But I think if, you know, with more folks here than we had for years, and I'm certainly not again of being here. Now, there's some of them I wish to go away, but not none of you folks. But one of the things that we might want, our commission might want to consider is do like the state does. I mean, you know, use them as a model. And I think that one of the things that they do is, I mean, you don't, if you got an initiative petition for the state of Missouri, you don't go to St. Louis and get 100,000 signatures. I mean, they got to be scattered out over the state. So I don't know why Taney County can't do that, you know, like get a set a number, and they come from the different townships and that kind of thing. I don't think that would be, you know, pushing a thing. But, you know, as far as this, what we're talking about here today, I certainly hope that there will be some education go on, because I've heard everything from we're going to fix seniors' homes to, you know, Meals on Wheels type deal. I mean, is that all on the table? Tell me.
At this point, anything's on the table, far as I know.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, from what I'm seeing in these numbers, you know, the money's not there to do a heck of a lot with. I mean, right. That's just fact. I mean, and was that number something that was by state statute, or is that just one we... I mean, where did that 5 cents come from?
I believe that's the maximum the
state allows. Maximum the state allows.
I didn't know if it was a maximum. But
for this size county.
For this size county.
Right. I assume by that this size county, you're talking about population. Because being a first-class county,
okay,
we're grizzly bear.
It says, or in any county, the first classification with more than 85,900 but less than 86,000 inhabitants, and they let them go to 10 cents.
So we're not being there. Around the 40,000 mark, where population, we're...
Right, if well, we hit to... To
be honest, I think that only applies to one county, that 10 cent. They wrote it for one county only.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to do that, so they say population less than and more than, and it could apply to more than one county, but it really only applies to one.
Okay. All right. Well, half the stuff they do does. Well, that's for another day.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess that's all I have to say, folks, but... young man, good luck. But I'd come there saying seniors, good luck, because you're putting this on at the wrong time. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, James sat in here last week. I think I wasn't here. I was listening to it. And, you know, revenue's going to be down, 5% on real property next year? Is that what he said? I mean, that was his guesstimate.
Mm-hmm.
And... what that told me, my school taxes just went up. I mean, so like I said, I mean, you folks are going at a bad time, but I'm still open either way. But I want educated, and if I'm not educated, it's going to be a no. But if you educate me, I might be good for it, because it ain't a heck of a lot of money.
Robert, before you sit down. This is another gentleman that's been involved. We're fixing to get our transportation committee back to going. And you sat on that many years ago and served us. So thank you.
And some more.
Thank you.
And some more through the year. Several of them.
Appreciate you. Yeah. All right. We're going to kind of go around the room this way. Yes, sir. Or yes, ma'am. Or both?
Both.
Okay.
You can walk up there with me.
Great. Glad to have you today. give us your name, please.
Jeannie Leger. I'm a resident of Taney County and also a registered voter.
Okay.
Originally, though, I'm from Christian County, just up the road, and my family's been there since the late 1800s. I grew up in Ozark, and that's why we moved to Forsyth. It reminds me of Ozark when I grew up. It didn't look like it does now. I worked for Rehab Services for the Blind for 23 years in Mid-Mo in the Jefferson City area. I traveled 9 counties working with blind and visually impaired people. And back in the early 90s, Camden County passed this tax. And I remember when it happened, because we had lots of clients who had difficulty getting to doctor's appointments in Jeff City and Columbia. And after that tax passed, those people were able to get good transportation services because they had passed this tax, and it made a big difference on the services provided to those elderly in that county. I know that Taney County has a large elderly population, and those people can benefit from that. Not all are going to benefit, so the figures he was giving out of $1.75 a month that's kind of ridiculous, because most of those people, hopefully, are healthy people that don't need Meals on Wheels when you can't get out and get to the senior center or get your own food at a restaurant or grocery store. Most of those people aren't going to need these services, but those that do need them truly need them. And I pray, Josh, that you'll never need services like this, because any of us could be incapacitated at any time. And when that happens, you are dependent on other people for transportation and for Meals on Wheels. When you can't get out and get your meals, that is a lifeline to staying alive for many people. And I had a hip replacement back in November, and you know, luckily we have good church friends and good family friends, and we didn't need help with transportation. But that could have been a different situation for us, because my husband's blind and can't drive, and I couldn't drive for a month. So there's any of us could be in that situation at any time. You just don't know. So if we stay healthy and we're 70 or 77, like that gentleman said, we don't need these services. But you could be 60 years old and need these services if you're not healthy and if you're incapacitated. I've worked to get the petition signed. I got lots of signatures, and I told everybody that signed it this is going to be on the August ballot, because that's what it said on the petition. So when you went around and got signatures, it said August. It did not say November, and I think you need to honor that. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Hey, my name is Edward Legay, and for the record, that's L-E-G-G-E. I also worked for Missouri Rehab Services for the Blind in Jefferson City and was a district supervisor over 26 counties. And what my wife said is true. We were constantly trying to find transportation services and other services for our elderly blind individuals. In order for them to qualify for services, they had to have appropriate medical and eye exams. For some of them, it was almost impossible to get to the doctors. And Josh mentioned the no plan. Well, you don't put in the plumbing until the house is built. But there's blueprints. Nearly 50 counties in this state have acted upon this and are benefiting from these. We've got lots of information to tap in on to find that out. Famous Missourian, best known as Mark Twain, talked about, do you want the facts or do you want, statistics or you want the truth? Well, in this case, I heard some pretty misleading statistics about $1.75. As Jeannie said, of course, not every senior is going to require that service. Many of us are fortunate. But for those who need it, guess what? They're going to pay the taxes too. This is not something being done to somebody that would rather buy two packs of cigarettes in a county that's got a high, high smoking rate in 1 year. Two packs of cigarettes. I cherish the fact that I have relatively good physical health and great friends in this community, but many don't. So, yeah, this is a time when I hear so many other negative people talking about mistrust of government and misleading people and things of that type. Yeah, you're going to fall right into that same conversation if you don't follow through with what you said and cram it down your throat. I'm sorry, I've only lived here 4 years. I guess I should apologize for that. But guess what? According to the voter registration laws and all, I can vote too. And I'll be paying that nickel. So, you know, let's think about the fact that when we all need these services, they're there, and pray to God that you don't need them yourselves. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Who's next? In the middle? Anybody? Jim, hang on. I'm going to have to make you wait until everybody gets the first shot. Jack?
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I've lived here for almost 40 years. I've been fortunate in taking advantage of all that Taney County has to offer. I love the place. And I believe that we need to keep something in mind. There's 8,000 people in Taney County that are 60 years or older. And those people pay taxes on property. They pay county taxes, and they pay school taxes. And I've been in the position of having to go to the seniors of Taney County and ask them for a tax increase for schools. And they've responded almost universally every time positively. Sometimes we had trouble getting bond issues passed, but it wasn't the seniors that did it. Well, the seniors now are only asking that they have the chance to tax themselves as well as others for a fund that would be used for senior services that would be decided by a board. And, you know, I think there's been a lot talked about plans here, but everything has to stand alone. And this money isn't going to be turned over to the senior services. They're going to have to apply for a portion of those funds. It will have to be approved as something that benefits seniors and benefits the county. So I think it will be accountable. We need to enact this tax. I believe we have a lot of people in this county who need these services. And as Jeannie and Ed said, I'm not one of them, and I hope I never am, but then I thought I'd never have an artificial knee either. So maybe now's the time to begin to think about their future as well as ours. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Morning, sir.
Morning. I'm Bill Petrovic. I'm a resident of Taney County, and I apologize for not being born and raised here, too. Just recently, we went to Jefferson City. My wife and I are Tea Partiers. The Healthcare Freedom Act is going to be on the ballot in August. Now, that's going to bring out a lot of people statewide, and it's going to bring out a lot of people in this county. It is up to the people that are trying to get this thing through to educate the people as to what this bill is going to do, what it's going to bring to the people of this county, the citizens, the seniors of this county. I think they ought to be allowed to do the education, but this needs to be put on the ballot in August. There's going to be a big turnout. I promise you there will be a big turnout in this state for this issue alone. So I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Christine Thompson. I'm from the Branson Senior Center. And I want to tell you about the education process. We had 5 meetings. We had them in Forsyth, we had them in Branson, we had them in Hollister. And in order to be educated, you have to show up to school. There were very few people that are in this room that were at those meetings. And we have used the newspaper and we've used the radio to get out as much information as we can. We have also said that we would be at any meeting, and it was public knowledge, we would be at any meeting, any church meeting, any school meeting, whatever, to tell about this. I feel it's very important that if you want to know about these things, that you don't go to your mechanic and you don't go to your plumber or whatever. If you want to know about these, call your senior center, call Southwest Missouri Office on Aging, and they will give you the truth and the whole truth. As far as a good time to put this on the ballot, there is no good time. There has never been a good time for a nonprofit agency or a senior center to ask for money. There's always a reason. And so we feel that, it probably isn't a good time. But you know what? It's time we quit sitting on our duffs and do something about it. Transportation is a big thing in Taney County. We don't have any. And there are different agencies, including our hospital, that have done away with their transportation services due to money. If this is something that we can help, if it's just a drop in the bucket, we're helping somebody. If we help one senior, that's more than we helped yesterday. And it's very important. Our budgets are not great at the senior centers. What we do and what we get in return, our return is the smile that we get when somebody gets one meal. Many times I've gone to a home and walked in and the person was stumbling around and trying to find out how their medical cases are and walk over to their refrigerator and it is empty. There isn't even ketchup or mustard in there. Those are the type of people that we see every day, not the ones that are well-fed and well taken care of. They are when we get done. So these are the types of things that you cannot put a dollar amount on. You cannot put a good timing on. It's just time that we do it, and we take care of the people. And like somebody said, there are a lot of family members that aren't even here. They may call their family member one day a week, and you know how it is. Mom says, oh, I'm just fine. Well, Mom isn't fine, and we see that. So we at least, you know, this isn't all for Meals on Wheels. It's home services. It's transportation. Every single day there is a call that changes your whole life, because you don't know what you're going to deal with. We cannot say this is the way it's going to be straight down the line, because we don't know. We do know what our bare bones are. We do know what our blueprint is, as somebody said. We've seen it proven over and over again, and by gosh, Taney County can do this too. So get out and vote.
Thank you. Like Frank, you were the next one. Mr. Preston.
Thank you. Frank Preston, Taney County. I'm going to ramble just a few sentences here. Having been born and raised in another country and becoming an American citizen in 1972, I have a perspective on America that a lot of people that are born and raised here may not have. This is the land of opportunity. And I have two elderly parents that I moved to our property several years ago. I am their support system. The elderly people in this room and throughout this nation have helped us get to where we are today. They fought in our wars. They taught our children. And they are the backbone of why we are what we are today. I feel that we, regardless of our age, I'm 50, I hope to make it to be a senior citizen in 10 years. I think we need, well, you can look at the Orient, those people, the senior citizens of the Oriental countries, the senior citizens are not put into elderly homes. They're the matriarchs and patriarchs of the family, and they're taken care of by their family until they're no longer with them. And I feel that here in America, with the opportunities that we've been given, we need to do every single thing that we can for our senior citizens. And I plan to do so with my parents, and so they have a support system. But like a lot of people have here said, there's those that don't. So I think whatever we can do for our senior citizens is the right thing to do. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
James Strahan, I'm not speaking as the assessor. I'm not speaking as a citizen. I'm speaking as a member of the OCAC board. I've heard a lot of hostility this morning toward these three gentlemen up here in tones of voices, not so much straight, direct statements. But I want to tell this crowd, I'm very proud of these three men that participate in OCAC on our benefits. They are the top producers. They dedicate their time to take care of senior citizens and everyone in this county. And I applaud you three gentlemen for, I'm trying to get away from the little bit of hostility I've heard in the voices. You have done a tremendous job of helping protect the senior citizens of this county through these boards that actually Chuck and I both sit on. And you donate your time, your effort, and you do a great job. Thank you.
Okay. Jim, come on up. I think you're next. Danny, you want to speak?
Yeah. Does Josh have anything he's been writing there? Do you want to get up, Josh?
Go ahead.
I'm also a veteran of the Korean conflict in there, and a senior citizen, and I have a total replacement on my left shoulder, not my knee. One thing, we cannot satisfy everyone. We cannot give everyone everything they want, but I think there have been some good points today. I'm going to ask this gentleman here, are you an EMS program?
No.
Okay. Because that is one program that you can put in there and everybody needs it. I know, because I'm a granddaddy of the EMS program back in the early, early days, and we're the ones who put it up in Wisconsin, sent it to Washington, they came out. That's an example of everyone in this room can use it now. Everyone in this room can't use it now. I can, but I don't need it. I think that the thing is, in there, when we set up the EMS programs in there, one of the things I did, I went into the small communities like this one here and went to the fire department and looked in there and said, hey, you got some really beautiful looking equipment in here. But what are you, you're doing everything for your property, but what are you doing for your people here? You don't even have an ambulance. You don't have anything in there. We sat down with people in there. We're going to get some tax money. But we looked at it and said, can we really set up a budget because we don't really know what we're looking at in there and what are the needs going to be? But this program here, it's another step up. There's a gentleman who said his mother at 93 was dying and was not able to use it. Well, that's limited because it couldn't go out. Personal experience in it, I had a member who was out of the same situation, but we took care of that. We took family and friends and went out there, and we went and picked it up at the center and took it out. In fact, it wasn't even a center. It was Meals on Wheels out of a hospital and brought it out there. Another situation where somebody out there had it, were too far out. They needed help in there. Whoops, all of a sudden there's somebody over here, so we got together and we took care of both of them. There are means in that, folks, but I don't see how you can set up a budget in there and say this, this, and this, and this, because you've got senior centers in this county. How many do we have?
Two.
We have the two. And their needs might be a little different than ours. They might have advantage over there because they can get help maybe from entertainers and that we can't get here. So we're going to need more out of that fund maybe than they do. But I think the major thing is, nobody has ever put a restriction on us that we have to vote in April or May or June or August or October or November. Everybody can vote on it. Put it on the ballot. Let these people come in and vote for or against it. If they're against it, that's fine. I accept it. If they're for it, then let's go ahead and work together and do something about it. And I commend you gentlemen out here. I know what you're saying on that. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim.
Yes, sir. When I was elected in 2004 and took office in 2005, Mr. Art Beck came forward and stepped forward on the Meals on Wheels issue here in Taney County and wanted some assistance from the County Commission. The statutes and regulations did not allow us to do anything. We'll go back and pull the minutes. I guess I'm not very well prepared to voice my opinion of us not being able to take care of our citizens. I think there's a gentleman sitting in the audience back there that heard the conversation and knows exactly how I feel about it. I think it's ridiculous that we can't supply Meals on Wheels to our seniors. I also think it's ridiculous that the things that can happen through these situations, such as I fought hard for ambulance service to the eastern side of this county when the stats did not allow a district to be past the Forsyth District and Bradleyville, Pro Tem, and Cedar Creek and all those places over there had to wait because they live. They are citizens who pay taxes the same as everyone else. There was a sewer tax that was passed that those citizens pay taxes on just like everybody else and do not receive any benefit for those taxes that they pay. So whenever I sit here and say that I've prefer a November ballot, it is for a reason that some of you I see shaking your heads no, and it doesn't make me any difference whether you do or not. I have to sit and listen to the phone calls that come in after we have an election on why you didn't do this or why you didn't do that. that caused us to either lose or win on an election. And so we've went through two of these situations where there has been a ballot issue put on the ballot in a short, the next available ballot issue, the next available ballot issue. And both those failed, and then the people that were in support of it and even the people that weren't in support of it said, well, if we'd have been educated on the situation, we would have probably changed our vote. So that there's no one that has spoken out any more in this room, maybe other than Mrs. Dooley in the last 4, 5, 6 months, than Danny Strahan has sitting here as a county commissioner wanting to know how we could help our citizens through Meals on Wheels throughout the entire county. So that I want you to know that, and if I have to go back and pull the minutes and read them to you to go into the discussion about it, I'll do so and present that at the next meeting. But ever since I've sat here, I've talked about this issue. Now, the timing, and we seem to have got off here of whether we're going to put it on the ballot or not. We made you a promise that we were going to put it on the ballot. We made you a promise, and we're going to do so. But the educational purposes could be a great advantage to you. If you get beat, then you're going to say, well, I wished I'd have listened to him, and we'd went ahead and got some education on this out to the general public. And believe you me, I'm the man that sits, and these other two gentlemen also who sit and listen to the phone calls that come in after the election.
Are you saying that if it goes
well, excuse ma'am.
I'm sorry, you raised your hand. I thought you were pointing.
No, you're going to have to wait your turn. Josh, I think, was next. Did you want to speak again, Josh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just like to say that, everybody that's come up here and spoke, I hear Branson Forsyth. You know, Danny's right. The people in Pro Tem, Cedar Creek, Taneyville, all Brown, all those places way out, you know, they pay the ambulance tax. I fought long and hard at ambulance meetings, and I still am, to try to get an ambulance over there. You know, they pay the sewer tax. They don't get any of that. You know, there's no senior center in Pro Tem. There's no senior center in downtown Bradleyville. They're both over here. And I just don't see, again, it's a city thing. Who's going to benefit? And that's the question that needs to be asked. Who's really going to benefit here? The people that live way out in the eastern part of the county, they know that they're not going to benefit from this. I've talked to a whole bunch of them. They know that they're never going to see any of that money, just like they're never going to see an ambulance station. And it's sad. You know, when they have to haul their loved one in the back of a pickup truck to Skaggs Hospital because there's not an ambulance over there, that's a crying shame. And Danny and I have had long conversations about it. And I appreciate Danny's support of helping me try to get an ambulance over there. You know, but things like that that people need to look at is, where is this really going to benefit? But I have a strong feeling that the majority of the benefit is going to be within the city limits around here. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Sure.
I'm Sherry Veltkamp, and I would tell you that I'm not a senior yet. I will be Wednesday. But I've been on the side of the seniors a time or two. I have broken both my legs. I was in a wheelchair and a brace for 8 months. I could not get in and out of my house. Had it not been for the church that came with meals, had it not been for friends who were willing to haul me back and forth while my husband had to be at work, I wouldn't have gotten anywhere. So I have a great compassion for that. I also right now have someone that I know who has, through their financial situation and a limited income, has lost their car. And they can't even get to town other than walking. And, I mean, she's older. The poor lady, she hobbles around, and she walks everywhere she can possibly walk. But she's got quite a hill there to climb. I can see where these services are going to be of great benefit to a person like her. Speaking to the educational issue, I would tell you that it's my background. I was a prevention specialist for the state of Iowa. One of the things I had to educate on was drug and alcohol. That's a tough job because you get the half of the people who come over there and they say, you're not going to tell me that this is a disease. And then you have the other half that say, well, you know, if you just think about it long enough, it's going to be just fine. That is when I started working for them. We had to walk in the garbage entrance of a hospital. That's where I had to go to work every day. I had to pass those smelly garbage bins with all of their trash and stuff in it at the hospital on the lower level. Water came in my office when it rained. And that was what we started with. It was my job to go out and educate in the county. We used a very organized education. We were very blessed at the state level to have a person who had come in from Illinois who had set up a very strong educational process set on a grid. And we followed that grid because my job was contingent upon a grant. And if we didn't follow the grid, we didn't get money on the grant, and that grant did not get reapproved. So I learned that there were different levels of education. I see what's going on here as being the first level of education. And the first level of education is just to get the word out, information. And that's what this process is doing. I'm thrilled to hear so many different and varied opinions here today. And I'm glad that we have the opposing side here, because without that, the questions don't come up. The other thing of it is I hear people calling for more education, more education, more education. And I think that since we have individuals out there listening by radio, internet, all of those services, that there is time before this vote comes up to bring in some of these people to educate within the churches, within the schools, within the communities, to be able to set up some educational forums. I think that people make their best decisions when they are fully informed on situations, when they're fully informed on what this is going to do and what's the plan behind it. And sometimes that actually makes for a better plan, because if you have all of your education in place and then you put your plan together, you have a more comprehensive plan that better fits the people than two or three heads that's sitting in an office saying, well, I think this because I've heard that. They're hearing things through their experiential filters. But when you get a majority of people together to voice what their needs are and what their situations are, a bigger picture, like putting a jigsaw puzzle, comes together. And then you can begin to format a plan for that money that's going to be able to fit the majority of the needs. Are you going to fit all the need all the time? No. And does that tell us that we have more need for more prevention things and for more education within the county? Yes. But, you know, at least we're this far. And I'm thrilled to hear that. I would like to personally thank the commissioners for bringing this to a public format. Thank you. I would like to thank the seniors for being so vocal and so supportive. It is absolutely wonderful to see such a big turnout of seniors in a process like this. And I would also like to thank the opposers of this, because there are some good questions brought to the table. And I think that even the people who are pushing it through, rather than take objection to that, are going to take that to an educational means and say, hey, you know, this was brought up and they did have a good point, so let's address it. So I think that we need to continue the education until this comes up for ballot, and that the citizens need to get on board, whether they're opposed or whether they're for it, and bring these people in for education on this issue so that when that ballot comes up, whether it's in August or whether it's in November, the most informed decision can be made. And I think it will bring out a greater number of voters. I think that people don't vote because they're not educated on the decisions, and they're afraid if they get in there, throw a vote out, they're going to make that wrong decision. So the more education we can get on issues that are this important in our county is very important.
Thank you, Eric. Okay, we've got more hands. How's my colleagues doing next to me here? We're going to need a break. Okay, we'll go on. In the back room. Come on up. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. I've never attended, and I didn't plan to speak, but I just want to put in my two cents worth. I'm Carol Kurtz. I'm a retired RN. I did 15 of home health nursing for Skaggs. We did Stone and Taney County. I've been out to Pro Tem. I've been out to McClurg. I've been out to the boonies, and I have seen what goes on. I took care of mostly older people. And then I've taken care of people that are younger than me, for sure, with multiple problems. I worked weekends for 15 years, almost all weekends. I've been there, done that. I know the need. When someone told me once, oh, they're just rich people in Forsyth, I said, you ought to come with me and see. You know, there is such a need. And seniors, I also volunteer now, numerous places, and at the food pantry we have people coming in there from Bradleyville, from, you know, far distances, and we do always want to do the very best we can, and the sooner the better. Why do we want to postpone things? Some people simply refuse to be educated. They will give you a blank statement. They don't want to know anymore. And I've lived in the Philippine Islands 12 years. I've been around the world. I've seen people are the same everywhere. But some people simply do not want to be educated, will not change their mind, and for some reason don't have the empathy that they could have for their fellow men. So I just wanted to share with you that I certainly know there's a need. I'm very proud of Pat Dooley and others who have stuck their neck out, and I'm sorry that they've had some flack, but I know there are two sides to every story, but I'm a senior myself, took care of my husband who had a terrible illness 7 years, and the need is great. The need is very great. Anything we can do, the sooner the better, let's do it.
Very good. Thank you. Linda? Yes, ma'am. How long have you been around here, by the way?
Forever.
I'm just kidding.
Go on. Tell you,
I'm just kidding.
My name is Linda Jager, and I was born at Bradleyville. At home, yes. I am a center administrator at the Forsyth Senior Center, and if you don't believe me, ask any of those Combses over there. I belong to them. He talked about Bradleyville, Cedar Creek, Pro Tem, yes. If I can't find a driver, I have people at Bradleyville, at Cedar Creek, and at Pro Tem that if I can't find a driver, I take meals to. I make sure that they are covered too. They are part of our county. They are part of our seniors. If anyone there gives me a call, I'm going to go do a certification. And if I can help in any way, I fully intend to. This is my job at this time. These funds aren't going to replace the programs that we've got in the senior centers. They will not price the ones that are there. What we want to do is give support to those that we can't cover now. We don't have funds for a lot of the in-home services that we would like to supply. And when I'm saying in-home, how much better does a senior feel if we can send a housekeeper in to clean their house? You feel better when your house is clean, when you can't do it anymore? Or how can we help a person that has taken care of their wife or their husband by giving them some respite care, something for them to get out? If it isn't nothing to place somebody to stay with that spouse and let them go fishing. That's what I told one guy one time. Go sit on the creek bank. You like to fish. These are what these funds are for. It is not going to help everybody. I am a senior. I am perfectly healthy. I can take care of myself. But who knows? Next year, something befall me. Yes, my kids all live close. My kids are real supportive. But they have to work to face their own families. They have to take care of them. So these are the things that actually we need this done. As of the only thing that I see about putting it on the August ballot, and I know that that's what this forum is for, not necessarily what I just said, is I would like to see it go on the August ballot because I have told my seniors by the petitions through the whole thing that that's when it's going to go on. Now, I don't want them to think that I lied to them for some reason or other, that I would not want them to mistrust me in any way. I've been at the senior center 32 years, so I have been in homes. I have been in homes that you wouldn't want to go in, but... And I've been in homes that we try very hard to help through either kids, spouses, refuse help. But that's neither here nor there. Thank you.
Thank you. You need another time, Josh?
I just want to say
got a quick one? All right.
Yeah. I want to clarify for the record that if people thought that I was against helping seniors, I have a grandma who's laying in the hospital bed right now. I've got both my grandmas have had cancer. My grandpa's had a hip replacement. Both my grandparents have served in war. Both my cousins at this time are going off to Afghanistan within the next 2 weeks to serve. I'm not against that. I thank our men and women who have died and have been injured who have served across the world. And like I said, I take care of both my all three of them. I've got three grandparents living that live here. I take care of them. Sometimes I'm the only one. Both my dad and my uncle work, and sometimes I'm the one that's charged with taking care of them. I work. I go to college. I manage, like I said, I haven't seen a plan, and there's just a lot of questions. And like Danny brought up a good point. You're waiting, you're trying to rush things, I think. And I just wanted to clarify that, those things, if I misstated something, that I think they need to be clarified. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep. Thank you, Josh. Anybody else? Oh, shoot, I thought we was going to get by without you. You sure you want to talk?
No way.
Okay, is this the worst or the best for last? Come on. Just humoring you a little bit. We've been sitting here. We need a little humor.
All right. That answered that question. First of all, I would like to thank everybody that has spoken in support of us, the Senior Citizens Service Fund. And I would also like to thank Mr. Josh Smith, I believe his name was, for bringing up some good points. But I would also like to point out to him a few things. Our first meeting was on, I believe, January 23rd. This was announced in both of our weekly newspapers, and I believe the radio had something about it on. We've had meetings since then. They've always been in the paper, both newspapers, and usually on the radio. Why did he wait till last week to ask questions? Next, he stated last week that some people at his church said they signed a petition without knowing what they were signing. First of all, I myself would not have admitted that to anybody.
I didn't say that, for the record.
That was Mr. Northern.
Somebody else.
Northern.
Okay, I apologize for that. But I would like to clarify something.
Excuse me,
something.
Pat. Please don't pick on anybody, okay? We've done real well today.
Well, I'm trying to answer all this stuff that I wrote down on my pieces of paper.
Okay, just don't pick on any
of them. If there was anybody that wanted their name taken off the petition, all they had to do is go up to the person with the petition and cross out their name. And if they didn't want to do it that way, they could have come to the county clerk's office and told Ms. Neely, I don't want my name on that petition. I don't know if anybody did this. I will admit, one lady asked me to cross out her name because her husband said he didn't want her to sign it. That was all right, okay? Of course, though, I also thought when she goes into that ballot box in August, he's not going to be standing there telling her how to vote. So that was fine with me. Okay, another thing was brought up, the senior citizens. I am a board member of the Forsyth Senior Citizens Center, and I hope to serve another 2 years. We have elections next month. Please vote for me. I would like to invite Josh over to visit with us. I will even pay for your lunch, Josh. I'm going to tell him some of the things we need right now. Our bathrooms are not up to standard. Chances are, if anybody really want to make a complaint, they could make a complaint about our bathrooms. They're not really handicapped equipped that well. But we take care of our own when they have to go back in the bathrooms. Our septic tank keeps overflowing. We have to keep paying to get this pumped out. We're told that maybe if we get guttering on the other side of the building, which we just replaced the guttering on the other side, this might solve our problems. We had a refrigerator that leaked a few weeks ago. We need a new floor. We don't have $8,000 for a new floor because the city of Forsyth does not own our center. Southwest Missouri Agency on Aging does not own our building. I own that building. My husband, everybody here, anybody who eats lunch or takes part in cards or games or yoga at the center are the owners. So that means when these things have to be repaired, we have to repair them. And whether we've got a lot of money for other things, we're still going to have to repair it. And we'll still have fundraisers because that's our building and it's our responsibility. That is not why I have been fighting so hard for this tax levy. I am fighting not as a politician but as a concerned senior who just happens to be a senior. I came before you on February the 24th. This was my third visit here. You told me to get 750 signatures, and if you re-listened to that day, I told you to let me know whether you wanted 10, 100, 1,000, or 2,000. I would have gotten them. We got what you asked for. The ballot said, the petition states August the 3rd. I know we've heard a lot about education, but that is up to me and to all these seniors and all the seniors that go to the centers and all the concerned citizens to do this on August the 3rd because that is what over 1,000 people signed for. That is what I was understood that the three of you agreed to. Whether it was by a vote, I don't know, but it was implied that it would be on August the 3rd. That is the only date the Senior Citizens Service Fund has used, is August the 3rd. Now that I've got that off, I will read you what I have worked on the last couple of nights. Everybody threw me off. Commissioners, now today's business. On February 24th, 2010, you told the Senior Service Fund Committee that if we attained 750 signatures of registered voters in Taney County, you would have the levy put on the August 4th, 2010 ballot. I was told to return on May 3rd, 2010. I did, only to find out that we were not on the agenda. So during the public comment part of the meeting, I gave you 66 pages of signatures with 1,080 signatures. On Tuesday, May the 11th, Ms. Neely let me know that her office had certified 1,020 of these signatures. I assume that she notified the commissioners. Sorry about assuming that. Because on Thursday, May the 13th, I delivered a copy to the commissioner's office and handed it to Nikki of the House bill, expecting somebody would have read it. On Monday the 17th, I returned here to find out something that we had been talking about since February, nobody had bothered to read the bill. I hand-delivered that money to the three commissioners and Mr. Paulson, a copy. So I hope somebody has taken the time since last Wednesday to read this, okay? Gentlemen, let's not play any more games. Time's running out. Let the Senior Service Fund Committee and the people of Taney County get on with our job of educating the voters. Let us educate them, and let us do it in the next 3 months. We've got all of June, July, well, okay, let's say 2.5 months. If we cannot educate the voters in that amount of time, it doesn't make any difference if we take 2 years to do this. We're not going to be able to do it. So, gentlemen, please, an implied promise is still a promise. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. Anybody else? I'm seeing any hands. Do you have a motion, Jim?
Yes.
Thought you did.
Motion to approve the senior tax issue for the August 3rd election and to authorize Presiding Commissioner Chuck Pendle to sign ballot certification language to be prepared by council that puts the following question on the Taney County ballot for August 3rd, 2010. Shall Taney County levy a tax of 5 cents per $100 assessed valuation for the purpose of providing services to persons 60 years of age or older?
I'll second your motion. Questions? Comments?
Yes, my comment is that I'm in support of the Meals on Wheels and the issues, but I am opposed to the August 3rd ballot. I am sticking with the November ballot for the good of all the citizens, seniors and all.
Okay. Mr. Eust, you got her.
I'm going to email it to him right now. Great. So he has the language.
Appreciate you putting that together well. Comment?
Could I just request that you put the statute number in your motion or consider that?
Sure.
Per 67.990.
67.990. Can we add that to my motion pursuant to?
I'll add that to my second.
Okay.
I just got one more statement to make to the citizens that are here and support the seniors that are here. There are lots of seniors out there that are not going to vote for this tax because they're not educated. They have called me, contacted me, walked the streets, said at convenience stores and everywhere else. So I wish you well, but I just want to let you know that there are a lot of seniors that have voiced opposition to this. Well, yes, but this is in their motion. If you want to look, they're going to go ahead with their motion.
Okay. Other comments? Questions? Ready to vote? Mm-hmm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. One quick thing before we recess for a couple of minutes. Appreciate James, I don't see him now, his positive comments for the commission. We do work hard, and we don't agree a lot of the times. He'd mentioned hostility. We all hear things different when they're spoke from different folks, and I didn't hear any hostility from you all. Josh, you did a good job again. Appreciate your comments. And anyway, thank you all for your attitude, and we'll take a couple-minute break. Thanks.
And you want excitement in that, you want to be damned in it. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Okay, commissioner.